Right now, it's the guys belting out their harmonies. Later, a few soloists take the stage. Dozens of fellow performers sing along, pumping their fists, feeding the energy. About 90 artists at Performing Arts Studio West are rehearsing more than a dozen pop and classic rock songs for their upcoming show called Recovered, A Musical Journey. The Creative Arts Adult program they're a part of trains people who have disabilities such as autism, Down syndrome, and cerebral palsy.
A lot of people said, oh my God, you have a disability? Well, I don't think you're up to anything.
33-year-old Nick Daly says he's often had a tough time proving himself as an actor. Daly has Prader-Willi syndrome, a rare genetic disorder. Bullies caused him some grief growing up.
And they used to make fun of me, and they used to piss me off and drive me crazy. And it got to a point where I almost, lost it, but thank God I didn't.
Daly says his faith and perseverance has paid off. The actor just signed on to perform in a second season of the hit FX comedy series, Legit. As Nick Daly beats the drums in the outside yard of the Inglewood studio, Lisa Koskovich sings and dances.
They call me quiet, but I'm a riot. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name.
24-year-old Koskovich has autism. She's been a part of the program for about 3 years and wants to land voiceover work in Hollywood. Koskovich, who lives in Ladera Heights, was laid off last summer from an office assistant job. But with a cheery smile, Koskovich keeps motivated and offers a lesson for people with similar challenges.
Either if you have a disability, a non-disability, or even your homosexuality, you can't hide that. Just let it out. Because you don't have to be ashamed of what you are.
Don't know where you're going, homie, know where you've been.
Inside the building on Market Street in Inglewood are small sound stages, dance areas, edit bays, and recording rooms. A dozen professional technicians, producers, and designers help run the program. John Paces opened Performing Arts Studio West 15 years ago. The state provides some money, but fundraising is necessary.
And the first several years were pretty tough because you really had to convince casting directors and producers to take a chance on these actors.
Paces says some of his trainees have landed TV roles in shows including The Secret Life of the American Teenager and Seventh Heaven. But overall, he says it's tough persuading casting reps to give his actors a chance. They usually ask the same questions.
What kind of special accommodations do they need? Or are they going to become violent on set? Or are they going to be able to concentrate for that long, for a long shooting day?
Paces works to eliminate misconceptions. He says his actors are well-behaved and prepared when they audition. Gail Williamson advocates for performers with disabilities in Hollywood. She works as a committee member with entertainment union SAG-AFTRA.
We've got to get them to open up their minds to casting more of what the real-life scene looks like.
Williamson has an adult son with Down syndrome. She recalls how unwilling a producer was years ago to cast her son in a popular food commercial.
My son's talent agent can send his picture in, and you would consider him with Down syndrome for the McDonald's commercial. And he said, well, no, because people would wonder why he was there. And I said to the guy, you know what? I take him to McDonald's when he's hungry. That's why he's there.
Since that time, her son, Blair Williamson, has landed roles on a variety of shows, including ER, CSI, Nip Tuck, and The Guardian. Despite some progress over the years, advocates say only a tiny fraction of people with developmental disabilities get acting roles. Most of those appearances are recurring or guest spots. But actors with disabilities are hoping producers will consider them for any kind of role, not just when the storyline calls for a handicapped person. Meantime, the entertainers at Performing Arts Studio West aren't sitting around waiting for Hollywood to open doors. They've got a show to produce. Corey Moore, 89.3 KPCC.